to say, like, it was just, this was, like, Mort from Madagascar. Are we on air? We're talking right now.
Yes, we are talking.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, that was Mort from the movie Madagascar doing a cover of Highway to Hell. Just to be clear, this was an AI cover. If you don't like AI, I am being honest about that. I'm not misleading or anything. This was an AI cover. And up next, just to finish this, we have another AI cover. Can you say what is that?
We're hearing from the President of the United States, and he is going to... I don't know that song.
It's from a movie.
Okay.
So let's go into this important message.
From the President. Yes.
Okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod, when you're staring at a demigod. What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demi-guy. Hey, one has two thumbs and pulled up the sky. When you were waddling yay-high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo. Oh, also I last so the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also, I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome for the islands I pull from the sea? There's no need to pray, it's okay, you're welcome. Ha! I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome, you're welcome. Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground, oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel, I buried its guts, started a teenager, you got coconuts. What's the lesson? When is it takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that mean, mini Maui. Hey! Well, anyway, let me say, welcome, come on, wonderful, road, you know. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. Don't come that thing, Peppy, I gotta go. Hey, it's our day, say you're welcome. Cause I'm gonna leave that boat. I'm sailing away, away, you're welcome. Smile, I can do everything but close. Welcome. And thank you!
So, that was an AI cover of You Are Welcome from the movie Moana by Trump. So, this is going to be the very last song. We have been saying that for a while now, but this is going to be the very last song. And, Jay, can you say the name of the song?
No.
So it looks like it's Ji Yang Mei Shui Hua Piao Piao. By who?
The President of the United States.
Transcrição e
像草原广阔，潺潺风雨不难阻隔，壮烈犹太的初西窗，万丈阳光照耀你我，真情像梅花开过，老老的雪不能见我，就在翠嫩枝头绽放，看见春天走向你我。雪花飘飘，北风萧萧，千里一片苍茫，一剪寒梅后碧雪中，只为一眼飘香。爱我所爱，无怨无悔，此情长留心间。飘飘，北风萧萧，千里一片苍茫，一剪寒梅后碧雪中，只为一眼飘香。爱我所爱，无怨无悔，此情长留心间。
Time to talk. What?
So that was a cover of a Chinese song by who?
The President of the United States.
Yeah, who knew
that? I guess he's working on his Chinese because he's going to China today.
Oh, he's meeting with President Xi from China like in the upcoming days. So maybe that's a preparation for that.
Yes. If you have no more picks, we'll finish up with some more angels.
Some more angels? Yeah.
Okay.
Where the spirit guided them, the sound of their wings was deafening. Ezekiel described it as the roar of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, like the rumble of an army on the march. Everything around trembled with that sound, as if the air was alive and the earth quaked beneath their feet. And then Ezekiel saw something no prophet had described before. I saw a wheel on the earth beside the living creatures, and the appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like the color of beryl, and their appearance and work were as a wheel within a wheel. For the first time in the Bible, the living wheels appeared, covered with eyes, moving in unison with the cherubim. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved beside them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Ezekiel is astounded. How can one possibly describe such a vision? He uses earthly words for something never before seen, gigantic wheels. But these weren't ordinary wheels. They were wheels within wheels, as if one rotated perpendicularly within the other, enabling them to move in any direction without turning. Their appearance was dazzling, like chrysalis, and even more terrifying. They were covered with eyes all over. Ezekiel insists that the wheels moved in sync with the living creatures. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved alongside them. And when they rose from the ground, the wheels rose with them. And he adds something that leaves us speechless. The spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Can you imagine it? They are part of a perfect celestial organism, as if God's throne itself were alive and in constant motion. The wheels had no separate will. They did not act on their own, but were so closely connected to the cherubim that they seemed like a single being. Wherever one went, they all went. And wherever one looked, they all turned. They do not speak or announce any words, for their function is not to bring news or execute judgments. They are simply there to convey glory, being the mobile base of the heavenly chariot, the living support of God's throne. Yet everything that Ezekiel saw holds profound meaning. The wheels were covered with eyes all over. There was no blind spot, no hidden place. The eyes see everything, representing something only God possesses, omniscience. He sees all, and the eyes on the wheels declare that his knowledge is absolute. The wheels never stop. They move with a constant flow. They rise and fall, perfectly synchronized with the cherubim. This isn't just a display of power. It's a symbol of God's omnipresence. His throne isn't fixed in a single place. He is everywhere at once. His presence spans the heavens, crosses the seas, penetrates prisons, and even rises in exile. But why a wheel within a wheel? Why such an improbable design? This form represents something beyond our comprehension. Infinity, eternity, and divine mystery. A wheel inside another wheel, spinning endlessly, with no beginning or end, independent of human axes. This is God, eternal, limitless, beyond any framework. What is incomprehensible to us is natural to him. A perfect system needing no instructions. Ezekiel observes and repeats, they moved with the Spirit. There is no voice directing them, no external commands, no need for maps or plans, because God's Spirit itself is their guide. Ezekiel discovers that God's glory isn't tied to a place. The heavenly throne is not static. It moves, and his presence can manifest anywhere. Yet, Ezekiel's vision isn't an isolated event. Throughout the Bible, other prophets and visionaries have glimpsed the heavens, and their words fit together like pieces of the same puzzle. Daniel, for instance, witnessed something. And an Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow, and the hair on his head like pure wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. There they are again, wheels associated with the throne. Wheels ablaze that are no mere embellishments, but symbols of God's movement, power, and active presence. Centuries before Christ, the prophet Zechariah also used a piece of its history. Behold, four chariots emerged from between two mountains, and the mountains were made of bronze. In the first chariot were red horses, in the second black horses, in the third white horses, and in the fourth dappled horses. These chariots were sent to traverse the earth, messengers and executors of divine judgments. This apocalyptic imagery suggests movement, commands fulfilled, a heaven that acts within human history. In the final book of the Bible, John is taken up in spirit and describes the eternal throne. And around the throne were 24 thrones. Seated on the thrones were 24 elders. And around the throne and above the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. Again, the same structure. A greater throne, lesser thrones, living creatures covered with eyes, all forming an organized celestial court.
I'm
so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
In the Book of Enoch, the Ophanim are mentioned by name, and we read, and the seraphim, cherubim, and the angels of the dominions and the chosen ones, and the others who are over the earth and the water. They all lift their voice with one purpose, glorified, blessed, praised, and exalted with one spirit, with one voice. Enoch describes how he was brought before the throne of God, when he saw the Ophanim spinning eternally, enveloped in fire and vapors, alongside the cherubim, seraphim,
Thank you. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a run in our blood, that kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Seem like what you need, but This is the Collegiate Sound for College Park, WMUC. This is Where It's Happening.
A fool, deep in the art. I fell, where did it start?
Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself I look real smooth. Look over there,
well,
there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof.
Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight?
Something gone wrong around here. Something gone wrong around.
Just smoke. shipwreck in reverse. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Maybe it's forever, maybe it's just shampoo. Dang. Mary Poppins, open up the purse like I do. Yeah, I do. Who's a pretty city kitty sipping on chartreuse?
Hey, this is Georgia from 1986, and you're listening to WMUC in College Park.
promised you just as you were in my dream. Now let me off easy, and I'll slip down through the drain to release my scattered brain. My enemy, something just isn't right. I cut from the inside. What you will, I grow like a cancer. I'm pressed out in the rain. Deliver me from the poison bag.
So far, but I don't tell it all. I self-surrender, give me space.